Odds Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right, we've done all the work for you, and all you have to do is push play and listen to us talk about a band. We may be working the graveyard shift tonight, Daddy. We're going to be putting that, we're going to be moonshiners, if you will. We're going to be digging some graves. We're going to be talking about Uncle Tupelo. Is what we're going to be doing. John, this is one of the ones, I believe, on the very early long sheet that long, like 50-plus band list you gave me of bands that you wanted to talk about. So it's finally happening. Here it is. Talk to me about Uncle Tupelo and why this was a band that you wanted to get out into the deprogram world.
Yeah, I'm finally, I'm glad this is finally happening. This is one that I've been looking forward to for a long time, because they're such an interesting band. Like, they are one of those rare bands that spawned a whole genre. And like, you can trace so many other bands' lineage back to Uncle Tupelo. They're just one of those seminal bands that influenced a ton of stuff. Like, they were able to merge these two different things. Like, they probably belonged, like, you should be talking about them in the same category with, like, Husker Du, Dinosaur Jr., the Meat Puppets, the Minutemen. Like, they come from that lineage of, like, that SST kind of post-Black Flag punk rock mixed with this kind of, like, they're country kids, like Hank Williams Sr., George Jones, like this 50s and 60s country music. And they were able to kind of merge those two things. And I mean, you still see, like, look at the Drive-By Truckers. Like, they owe their whole career to Uncle Tupelo. Mm-hmm. There's so many bands like Whiskey Town back in the 90s. There's a whole fanzine, a whole like thing called No Depression that came from one of their songs. Like, we kind of forget now that, like, Wilco, Jeff Tweedy's post Uncle Tupelo band has become this kind of institution. They've been around for, nearly 30 years, but Uncle Tupelo is where it all started, and they were incredible.
So I feel like this may have been, like, again, something that you signed on for, Randy, pretty early on. Or maybe you saw it was empty and kind of just jumped on it, but you did.
I think it was that,
so,
yeah.
What's that?
I think it was the latter of that.
Yeah. So what made you decide to jump on, and what did you know going in about Uncle Tupelo?
Going in, like, I knew kind of the surface level stuff. I knew what the genre was, but really I think I knew just a little bit more than it being Jeff Tweedy's first band. And just kind of piggybacking off of all of what John said there, that there's so much to take in with that genre that they created for themselves in a time where, like, that genre, like John said, it spurned so many other bands, but that's not what the general public was looking for. Like, early 90s, that was hard rock, grunge, that was that territory. And country was not something really accepted in a lot of, like, big cities. And I think the idea, and really, like, where I came from, it was, if you were any bit country, nobody wanted anything to do with you. So, like, Uncle Tupelo probably never would have even come up in my circle of friends, just because no one wanted anything to do with country on Long Island, New York. However, what's really interesting, and I think that, as country music has kind of developed, it's developed in two different directions. It's kind of gone the way of pop country, and it's gone the other way of a little bit of alternative country.
Oh, yeah, and this is where that started. Yeah, pop country
is
the term. Yeah.
Oh, sure. But I think if they came up in, like, 2007 or 2008, they would be massive right now, because that's just the right time when all of those country artists were just budding up. And now you see, like, there's tons every week, and it's branched other genres like Americana, they call it backwoods folk and things like that. But yeah, they're so unique in that aspect. And John mentioned it, the Minutemen and the Ramones and the Sex Pistols influences on them. They added punk rock into country music. Mm. That feels on paper impossible to do. So I think that's what intrigued me the most about this. And while I knew them kind of, again, surface level and a couple of the bigger songs here and there, I wanted to just be surprised with this band and see what journey and talk about their history a little bit, because, you know, as we all know with Jeff Tweedy bands, there is always a disagreement and argument, and there's always somebody that doesn't get along with Jeff Tweedy, and there's always somebody named Jay that Jeff Tweedy doesn't get along with. And that's kind of the demise of Uncle Tupelo, like right when they were about to get to the next level and get kind of known and surface a little bit. But yeah, I think it's kind of a band for its time, a little ahead of its time, but just the music is so interesting to talk about.
So as John is wont to do on occasion, and this is hint, 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 I love this because it gets bands like this bumped up the list. He took like a short list of some of the bands that he's been dying to talk about and popped them into the Deprogrammed channel on our Discord. And on that list was Uncle Tupelo, and to which you responded, Brian, and you jumped in. What made you take the leap? Is this something you were already familiar with?
Somewhat. I was familiar with Wilco. Mostly with just the first album, AM, and then Hotel Foxtrot, Yankee Foxtrot. So I knew of them, but then it was also like part like Discovery, and I didn't know if anybody else was signed up for it at the time, and I saw on the list that John had like 30 bands where he was the only one. So I figured, hey, you know what? Like, you know, I've been, you know, wanting to do one with John and Randy. So I said, you know what? This is a good time. Let me hop in here. I do like folk. I do like country. I do like a little bit of punk. So let's put them all together and, you know, see what I come up with. And I turned out pleasantly surprised. So this was like a discovery for me. And it worked out.
As it is on occasion been known to do on Deprogrammed. Yeah, for me it's pretty much the same thing. I didn't know the name at all. And I you know, the name is Uncle Tupelo, so it doesn't give away too much. Although there are parts of this discog where it kind of sounds like what I may have envisioned Uncle Tupelo would sound like, which I know is not some deep insight, but like it is weird that it goes into these places that are kind of much, much more country that you kind of go, oh yeah, I guess this is kind of what I thought this would have been. And I don't want to get too deep into the weeds yet, because we'll get into that on the next round, but like I don't know, every time I come into a discovery that John has put out there, he's got a great track record. I'll say that much. And this isn't going to like crack a top 10 or anything, but like yet again it's like, huh, like I'm on a similar wave like to John again. Here we go. So I guess we put this together like last time we talked, when we did all. And
that was not long ago.
No, like a couple weeks ago, like a week and a half, two at tops. You almost immediately had a list ready to go, John. So I don't know if this was literally something you were sitting on, just waiting to hit send. Did we cover everything, or is this like a selection of stuff? How did you come up with this the main list?
Yeah, well, their discography is pretty straightforward. I mean, it's just four studio albums. There's not a lot of EPs or extra stuff hanging around. I mean, they've reissued a bunch of it, and their bonus tracks and demos and all that stuff that people can check out. But actually, the first Uncle Tupelo song I ever heard is not on there, because the first time I ever heard them was on the No Alternative compilation in like 93, 94, that had like that. It's famous for having that hidden Nirvana song. But they covered Creedence's Effigy on that, which is unbelievably good. I've listened to that thing thousands of times, but it's a cover. Didn't pop up on the Spotify list, so it was easy to just throw up their basic studio albums and go with it.
So it's 60 songs, as you mentioned. It's nothing. It's not a terrifying. It's not a daunting task. On its surface, when you dive in, like, what are you looking to do with your 20? Like, how did you approach it this go?
Yeah. I probably had 10 or 12 that I knew I was going to have on there even before I started listening, because there's probably four or five Uncle Tupelo songs that are among some of my favorite songs of all time. And I know. And so then it was like, okay, well, this will be, you know, like a lot of the ones I do. I'll go in and I'll see what jumps out at me, and I'll come up with 20, and it'll be that big a deal. But this might have been the hardest 20 that I've ever had to put together, because you start going through and going through the first album, get to the second album, like, okay, I'm getting close. I'm up at like 18 or 19. I'm only going to be able to pick one or two more. And I'm like, okay, now I got to start going back and like, well, okay, what can I sacrifice off of what I've already put on to replace with these new songs that I like that I want to have on there? And I probably did that at least 5 or 10 times. And by the time I got listening, got to the end of the playlist, it was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. There's 35, 40 songs that are worthy of this. Like, that's such a deep discography. There's not a lack of quality. That there's not a lot of filler tracks. It's a very solid catalog all the way through, and that speaks to, you know, the double songwriters and what they've gone on to do afterwards, with obviously Wilco and then Sunvolt with Jay Farrar strong in their own right. But yeah, this was tough. And by the end of it, I would basically just throwing darts, just throwing my hands up, like, all right, I guess this one and this one instead of this one. I don't know why, but yeah, it was brutal.
I knew it was going to be something. Ladies and gentlemen listening, and most of the time, John is all business in the chat. It is.
Yeah.
I've got my 20. I'm ready to go whenever. I knew that this was going to be an issue when John said, I had 30 and I don't know how I got down to 20. So I knew we were going to be in for something today. Randy, same question. Like, I mean, I know you had to kind of put a rush to it. But and you were having issues earlier today. How did it all come together, and what were you looking to do when you put your 20 together?
Yeah, this one, I must have listened to the full discog like 3 or 4 different times without really trying to make any picks. And I've done that for the last couple deprogram episodes. I like to do that because it just gets me familiar. And when it comes time to whittling it down, I already have an ear for what I remember, and I could be like, ah, yes, I remember that melody. I remember that hook. You're in. And for this one, I remembered a lot of melodies and I remembered a lot of hooks. And I think the challenge with this was trying to get a really good mix of the country stuff, of the more like heavy rock based stuff, the punk stuff. And I tried to be cognizant. I don't know how cognizant I was, but I tried to not take too many songs that sounded like Wilco, because there are a couple songs in there where you can be like, well, that's a Wilco song, because that's a Jeff Tweedy song, and it doesn't really have the same country flourishes in there. So I tried not to take a bunch of those. It was tough. I might have taken like maybe 1 or 2, maybe even 3. But I tried to get a good variety in there that represented this band well. And I had, like, I think I said in the chat, I had 27 originally, and then I added 4 more pretty much a minute after that, because I'm like, wait a minute. Massive. I was doing this when I heard that song, and I just forgot to add it to the list. So, yeah, I think it kind of ended up where I said, all right, well, this one catches me, this one catches me, this one catches me. And I got to about like 1920 and like, I need one more. All right, let me play another song. And I was like, yep. Oh, all right. Yeah, of course. Sure. Why not? And I know I'm going to leave out a lot of good stuff that you guys are probably going to take. I know that there are like two songs that are worthy of this list that I probably didn't take, and I don't have good reasons for it, but I had to stand firm and be confident with my list, and I'm ready to see how it all shakes out.
So I know exactly how many Brian had on his first pass, because I did too, 28. Walk me through it, Brian, like, you know, getting down to that 28 and then whittling those last eight out. How did it go, and what was your thought process?
It was tough. I tried to just do it the way I usually do. It was a little different for me this time because I'd never played with John and Randy before, but I've listened to a lot of John and Randy on Deprogrammed, and knowing how they play and with the reasoning and argument that Randy always seems to like know every song by heart. So like it was
I'm
rough.
Glad
so
I put on like, that.
Yeah, it was a little like, okay, I just gotta do, you know, what I usually do, and you know, we'll see what happens. So I almost played a little bit different. I kind of looked into every song a little bit more. And mostly I kind of just had to go with my gut. So I went, it was tough cutting like those eight songs. And then I changed one song. I was, cooking dinner tonight and I had it playing in my, playing on my phone, in my earphones while I'm going. And I realized that I hadn't really spent enough time with that last album. So I was listening to the last album while I was making dinner, and then I was just like, oh, I fucked up. Like, it's like, you know, I have songs off every album, but I did spend it. And then, I don't know, it was rough. So it got changed like 2 hours ago, a little bit, but I said I kind of just went with my gut, went with what stuck out. You know, there were probably 10 to 12 songs that stuck out especially to me. I did try to mix in a little more of the country, a little more of the pop or punk. Try to have a good mix going.
Yeah, I hate to be the broken record here. This one wasn't easy. Because as I made mention, I did have 28 on the first pass, but that's just because you could make a case for most of these songs. So like I had to be really selective of what actually got through on that first pass. So I was basically probably doing my first, second, and third pass while I was making my first pass. And then, you know, you look at 28 and you only have to get to 20. So you feel like, oh, well, this won't be that bad. I went through that next pass and didn't lose a single song. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we're just making cuts all willy-nilly again. And that's what I did. There were songs that kind of really stuck out to me. I was like, okay, well, those are in then. And then if it just didn't connect for whatever reason that last go around, it was out. And you know, it sucks because it leaves a lot of great songs on the cutting room floor. But you know, hopefully some of those will be ones that you guys have, and you know, be a little salvation that it'll make it somewhere into the conversation. It does make it seem like for a band with a 60 song discography, this next layer could be rather tricky. Do I even mention the streak here, John? I've already done it. I may have just
I know, right?
But based on this, it's 60 songs, it's four of us. How many do you think we're going to get through for the unanimously for the final say?
Well, I'm tempted to say zero because I think that might happen. But I'm going to say we accidentally back into two.
Okay. All right. Feels low, but also could feel really right. what do you think, Randy?
I mean, him saying two means that I think max it could be five, but really I think I'm going to go with four.
Okay. A little thought going in here. What do you think, Brian?
When there were 60 songs?
Yeah.
I bet you we're gonna, with four people, I bet you we're going to get close to naming damn near every song.
Probably.
I feel like it. You know what? I'm going to go five. Okay. I'm gonna be a little optimist. I'm gonna go five. I'm gonna force Justin to take three right there.
Take nine.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I could go ultra optimist. I mean,
go ultra.
There is,
because honestly, I think picking the number one song is gonna be harder than the rest of the game. So I don't want any part, honestly, of putting a final say on here.
Yeah, you know how I feel. But I am going to go optimistic, because one doesn't feel right, right? I mean, three feels safe. So why be safe when I can go ultra optimist? I'm going to go eight.
Wow.
You never know, right? You never know.
Never
if,
know.
If I somehow get it, then awesome. That means we did well. All right, so we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, it's time to play the game. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The four of us have come through the Uncle Tupelo discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 circuit for you, in case you have never given Uncle Tupelo the time of day. Well, you know, I've avoided doing this the last couple times out. I'm not going to do it this time. I always love when I get a track one, album one, that does the thing that gets me excited for what I'm about to listen to. Graveyard Shift.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Hey, there we go.
There's your one.
I mean, it does the thing, right? Like, while it isn't exactly like the thing you're going to get from Uncle Tupelo, it does, like I say, get you excited for what you're about to get into. And it does venture there a lot. It's, when I was listening to it before the show, I was like, oh, this wasn't just me, you know, just picking the first track. Like, this really is just a truly great song. So, yeah. Graveyard Shift is in. All right. John?
All right, I'm not going to go with one of my favorites first off the bat. I've been burned too many times before. I'm going to throw a dart at something for a little further down. I'm going to say Still Be Around.
No.
I do not.
I swear to God I wrote that down, but it didn't. It's not on my list. No,
I think that's on the Spotify top five.
Oh wait, I know. I do have it. I'm missing it. I got it. That's good. There we go.
All right, let me bring up the F. I just hit the wrong button.
I think that was one from the last album I just added today, as I was listening to it.
Yeah, I guess not. No. All right. So John and Brian, too. I must have listened to that, or it must have made my first pass or something. For some reason, I thought I had it. All right. Randy?
I don't really have a strategy for songs that I'm going to play here. It's usually the opposite, where I know, but like anything can go anywhere for me. So I might just go in order of songs that I really love. Let's go Moonshiner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that is one of my top four.
Ah, excellent. All right. Well, there we go. At least we didn't let you down with that one.
Yes.
I always hate when that one comes up.
Wow. Right.
Well, that's it. In the first round, I think we've covered John's allotment.
Yep. Yeah, we're right at two.
Happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
Always good to go low and be wrong. Then go high and be wrong. All right, Brian.
All right. I will always take any country song, folk song, rock song, whatever song that mentions my favorite drink, whiskey bottle.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, this is agreeable panel right here.
I do not expect this to last, but enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Whiskey bottle. All right. Shift that around. Three already. I could have taken that three. Oh, well. Eight
probably
is not
better that you didn't at this point.
Yeah, right. Eight is not out of the question, but we probably only have a couple left in us. All right. Oh man, I really don't know where I want to go.
It's hard, right?
It really is. Like I knew I was going to start with Graveyard Shift because that's my normal play, but I don't know where I want to go next at all. How about We've Been Had?
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Ooh. You've been had.
Yeah. Justin's the first one in the bin.
First one in the bin.
All right. John?
Okay. How about Life Worth Living?
That was close. Yeah. Did not make my list.
I have it.
I don't.
All right. It's still
good. Yeah, these twos might be all right, though, at this point. It feels like twos might be hitting more than threes. All right. Let me shift that. Randy?
Here's one I absolutely right from the gate was like, oh, baby, I'm taking this no matter what. Postcard.
Yes.
No.
I got it.
Oh, there it is. There's three. Officially proven me wrong immediately. You love to see it. All right. Brian?
So I spent a lot of time with that first album, but let me try to move on. Coal Miners.
Yes.
I wanted that one bad, but no.
Oh yeah, if you put the lyric "send this dirty capitalist system to hell" in one of your songs, then I'm taking it. I know it's a traditional song, like it's a cover of like a really old kind of folk song, but still very, very good.
They made it their own.
I didn't even know it was a cover.
All right. Oh, back to me. How about, let's do another career. How about Criminals?
No.
No.
Yes. Right. I'll save you.
There we go. Not too far. Still only one in the bin. That's all right. All right, John.
You're doing miles better than I thought we were.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it back to me?
Yep.
Okay. I feel safe enough now. I'm going to go with my number one all-time favorite Uncle Tupelo song, Screen Door.
Sorry.
Nope.
No. Oh,
see, yep, that's false sense of security.
Yeah, that's the one that's got to go in the bin.
That's a fucking great song.
Oh,
can't take 60, unfortunately.
Yep. All right, Randy?
All right, so I brought this up in the chat, and, you know, there's a conversation to be had here. This is a beautiful song. Like, immediately when I listened to it, I felt like I was transported into the Midwest, like, looking at, like, cornfields and going through, like, small towns, and it's just, it puts that vision out there. And what's crazy is, in the conversation that kind of revolves around it, is that this is an instrumental, and it might be one of the most beautiful instrumentals I've ever heard in my life. However, there are apparently lyrics to this, and there's no indication anywhere, and maybe John has a little bit more information on that, that the lyrics and the song are connected. Like, is it just one of those things where it's really artsy, and it's like, oh, you place these lyrics where you think they're appropriate. You sing it the way that you think it should be sung. I don't know what they were going for, but I don't care because it's an incredible song. Sandusky.
I got it.
I have it.
I do not have it. But again, nothing wrong with it. But yeah, that lyric thing is weird. Like, it does seem like just a bad AI joke that someone did. But I looked to see, like, maybe when they played it live, where did they sing lyrics to it? But I couldn't find anything.
It's funny you brought up being transported to the Midwest and you thought of cornfields. I thought of Callahan Auto.
Oh, same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Was that three or two on that one?
That was a three.
That's three.
Okay.
Three.
Well, those twos are looking.
Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was a great song. It did. It got me from the beginning, and then it was screwing with me because I had the Spotify open, and it was scrolling lyrics, and I'm turning my radio up all the way, and I'm like, what is going on right now? I thought it was just a great song. And then when I, you know, did some research on it, and you know, Jeff said it was his favorite song, and I was like, well, you know, I guess I got to take it then.
Yeah, I think I saw that it's like their number one song on Spotify, or it was for a while. Yeah. It had gotten put on a playlist. Yeah. Just randomly, and then a bunch of people listen to it. That's so weird.
So also, you know, I'll say this.
I was gonna make an analogy. Just real quick. It's like the Midwestern version of Classical Gas.
Hmm.
That's what it feels like to me.
I'll say this, and this is going to sound really stupid. I didn't even clock that it was an instrumental. I listened to the whole song, like, it's that good.
They're singing to you, man.
Yeah, it's just that good. Like, I at no point did I go, because a lot of times when an instrumental comes up, like, that is part of my thought process. Should I include an instrumental for this band? Not once. I listened to the song three times. Not once did I ever think, oh, it's an instrumental. It just, it sang to me, like you said. Yeah. So, like, that. It, from the first note, I was like, oh, this is one of them. So there we go.
Yep.
All right. Brian?
Oh, that's me. Let's go with High Water.
I have that.
No.
No, I don't either.
All right. I'll take my two.
Good not to be alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So far.
Yeah, and like this, the bin is actually relatively empty so far.
Yeah.
I bet you John's really mad that we passed his final say now.
Yeah, would have been nice. Would have been nice to pull a screen door back, but we'll see.
All right. Yeah, man. Like, as we go on, I don't feel stronger about where you guys are at. How about The Long Cut?
That was the song that I felt was so Wilco that I couldn't take it.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have that in my back pocket. I wouldn't know that.
I get it. All
right, so John does. And that was a no, Brian?
Yeah, no, I don't have it.
Okay, so two. I'll take him a two. I'll take it. All right, John?
All right. Saget Wind.
No.
No.
No. I don't know where that one dropped out either. I was going to say, hey, this is where... No, I don't. All right, Randy?
At the very end of the playlist.
I'm trying to think of like what we can all hit on together. Maybe a true and tried country song, No Depression.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the iconic one that spawned the fanzine and everything. It's a classic.
And nobody agree anymore today.
I'm fine with that.
Was it put us at four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine with that. One more gets you in.
Oh, he said he didn't want it.
Yeah, Brian said
he didn't want it.
All right. Brian?
Let's go with Gun.
Yes, I have that.
I don't.
I got it.
That one was one of those last eight that I couldn't. I just had to lose ones.
Yeah.
So it just kind of got dropped at random.
Dropped at random. That happens.
Yep. All right. Let's see if I can find you guys. On. How about still find something from Still Feel Gone? How about Looking for a Way Out?
Yeah, I have that.
I do.
No.
All right.
The threes are heavy now.
Yep.
Yeah, now we're on.
Now we're on to something. Now we're cooking.
One more three, and we basically have our top 10 if we don't get another one in.
Yeah, and. Well, I guess you look at it, we have our, if we get one more three, all the twos are done.
Yeah.
Actually, as it is.
We'll see.
I don't know. That's a very strong list of threes right there.
Yeah. All right. That one was me, right? Three, John.
So, not only am I a sucker for songs about dirty capitalist systems, but I'm also a sucker for, naming songs after members of the Minutemen. So how about D. Boone?
No.
I wouldn't have known that. That's great, though. All right. Randy?
How about Black Eye?
No.
I had it on my list. I didn't take it because of the way it sounded when the song starts. because it sounds like he's saying, I have a black guy and my friends do. I'm just like, it didn't sound right. So I couldn't take it. I don't know why. Yeah. It was really just that. It was just the misinterpretation of what he was saying.
I get it with a list like this. Mm-hmm. Little thing can turn you off, no matter how small it is. Yeah, that would have done the same thing if I thought that.
For me, that was, again, one of those eight that just was like, well, something's got to go. So I guess it's this one.
Yeah.
All right. Brian?
How about Slate?
Yeah, man.
Nope. No.
Sorry, I'll take the two.
Even in a place like this where we're at, where the twos might not get much love, it just feels nice to not have it go into the bin. All right. I'll take one here that I could be all alone on. It grabbed my eye because of the name of the song. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, that fits. I like it. And I'm going to keep it. I want to destroy you.
I thought you were going to say that, and you have a partner here.
I don't.
No, it's a cover. So that's the only reason I didn't take it. But great song.
What's it a cover of?
I want to destroy it. It's, let me see who wrote it. Say like the Soft Boys, maybe. Yeah, Robin Hitchcock, the Soft Boys.
I loved it. It starts getting into it, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'll take a pass on that.
Like, yeah. I want to destroy somebody too.
Yeah. It's like, I'll take a pass on this one. You know, even if I'm all alone, this one feels right. So, all right, John.
All right. I'm going to go with the last of my all-time favorites here. And then I'm going to go hide in a corner. Acuff Rose.
Oh. Almost.
Oh, I don't.
No, me neither. No.
Yeah, I think that was just, it just fell off.
Rough. I don't know what else to say, but rough. Randy.
Again, I'm just gonna be throwing darts here. How about Anadine?
No,
that was on my original list, but it ended up being cut.
No.
I think we're getting towards the end of the eight, because I'm pretty sure that was on my 28. All right, Brian.
I might just go in order. I don't know. Before I break.
Yeah.
No. Wait, yes. No. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I do not.
All right. We'll take three.
All right. We'll do a couple more rounds here.
I just counted. I have six left.
I think
same. I'm at six. One,
two,
five. Three.
Four, five, six. I have eight. Yeah, let's do two and then dump. I don't know which two to go though. How about Shaky Ground?
No.
Yes. Where is it? Hold on. Do I have it? I'm about to say it too. Yep, I have it. Yep, I got it.
All right.
Boom. No.
Bloody boom. Again, we'll take the two. We'll take the two. That's all right. John?
New Madrid, or New Madrid, if you will.
Oh, yep. God. Yes.
No.
Now, the threes in itself now have its own little fight.
That was a no for Justin?
That was a no for me, yeah. All
right.
All right. Randy?
Grindstone?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Album opener.
You know, typically that's something that's going to get me, and I don't know if I did it on purpose or not, but I don't think I have a ton of track ones here. I mean, I'm sure there's only four, so. Brian?
All right, so I got four left. Damn. I got four left. I don't want to say this, but I don't have any ones yet. Because that happened to me with the Roots. I made it all the way basically to the end until Darius was reading off his final, and I finally got knocked out. But I'm going to go in order. Chickamauga.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
I got
it. All right.
No.
Yes.
All right.
It's a song about a place.
Right. Three more for a perfect board. Let's go.
All right. Did I say two? Is this the second since I said? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last go. How about... Give back the key to my heart.
That was really close. I didn't have a good answer for not taking it.
No, I don't have it.
Yes.
Hey.
There you go.
All right. John?
I've only got two left, so I'm going to throw a dart and say fall down easy.
Yes.
No.
No. Was that a two? I'm sorry. There's something happening in my house.
Unless you have it.
No. All right. Randy?
Left in the dark.
No.
Nope.
I think I went 0 for 4 on my last four picks.
No, I don't have it there. Yeah. All right. And Brian?
All right. Got pressure. I got drunk.
No.
Fun. Oh, my first bin. There we go. All right.
You put that out there, man.
I know. My perfect board.
Jinxed. Jinxed. It's like the perfect game. You don't ever mention it. All right. So I only got a couple left here. I'll start at the top. Factory built.
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. So-called friend.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Did that one. Lily Scholl.
That's a yes for me.
No.
Nope.
All right. Nothing?
What was that?
Nothing?
No.
Nope.
I only had one thing left, and it's not nothing. Get it?
Who? And last but not least, discarded.
No.
No.
Well, played pretty okay. All right. John, you got one left, right?
Yep. Last one is train.
No.
No.
Train. Randy?
How many you got left, Brian?
Just two.
Okay. I got one. Sin City.
No.
All righty.
All right. And then just for funsies, Brian? What do you got left?
No Sense in Lovin' and Steal the Crumbs.
Steal the Crumbs. All right. I want to do this real quick before we start looking at numbers. How close to everything did we do? 41 of 60?
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
And I thought it'd be higher.
What did we do? Four unanimous? Yep, four unanimous. Yep. Which means Randy is our winner and we'll have the final say. The four that are already in: Graveyard Shift, Moonshiner, Whiskey Bottle, No Depression. Absolutely no correlation between those four songs.
Like a little mini opera,
right? All right, what do we got here? Threes, Postcard, Coal Miners, Sandusky, Gun, Looking for a Way Out, Before I Break, New Madrid, Chickamauga. What is that? How many was that? Seven, one,
eight,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight. All right, so let's do the easy part. Is there any that should have been a unanimous of those, John?
New Madrid, probably.
Yeah, I don't have a good reason. I know I liked it, and I know it was, I don't know if it was one of those 28, but I know I didn't have a reason for not having it, so let's go with New Madrid. Same question to you, Randy. Is there one that's kind of jumping out at you that it's like, man, we should have had that?
Sandusky's got it going.
Any opposition?
Yeah, I heard.
He's hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't put it in now, he's going to put it in with the final say. Right. So
exactly.
All right. Is there one that kind of shocked you, Brian?
Something off that last album, either like Gun or Postcard.
Or Looking for a Way Out. Those are the three.
Yeah, Looking for a Way Out were the three. I mean, I'd be fine with either one of those. Probably more Postcard. Yeah, I would say Postcard.
All right. Any opposition to Postcard?
Not at all. I was looking for that for my final say, but I'll take it now.
All right. So what does that do? That brings us up to 7. So before we grab any more threes, I know John's chomping at the bit for some of these twos. Actually, let me read down these threes. Coal Miner's Gun, Looking for a Way Out, Before I Break, Chickamauga. Are any of those, in your opinion, out, John?
I think, I mean, Looking for a Way Out, I mean, again, that's, we talked about it at the beginning, it's such a strong catalog. I mean, there's no wrong answer here, but I'm looking at the twos and I'm like, Give Back the Key to My Heart, Still Be Around, Life Worth Living, The Long Cut, like those all deserve a chance. Like Slate is a great song, Shaky Ground, like it feels wrong to just discard those right now without talking about it.
Is there anything in the twos that you kind of wish would have gotten the three treatment, Randy?
There's a lot of those that he just mentioned. Actually, all of those were kind of on the fringe for me. Yeah, Life Worth Living was real good.
All right, so let's do this. Let's make it manageable then. Let's start laying some of these down. Like, I Want to Destroy You, as awesome as it was, I think the fact that it's a cover, we only have three left, it does not deserve one of those three, right?
Yeah.
Are we saying the same thing about Coal Miners then, even though it's awesome?
Well, Coal Miners got three. So, right. Like, to me, the fact that I Want to Destroy You only got two at this point. I'm trying to knock down some of these twos, and then we can knock down the three. I'm just trying to get the twos manageable to where they can be in the conversation with the threes, and then we can make it all manageable.
Well, like Lily Scholl is an old murder ballad too. It's like an old song from like the early part of the century. So we can, if we're doing that, we can probably get rid of that one too.
Okay. So what do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes. Maybe if we can get five seems like a lot. Three twos to bring along to keep alive.
Yeah.
Does that seem fair?
Yeah. I would say mine would be Life Worth Living, Give Back the Key to My Heart. And I don't know, Still Be Around maybe.
All right. Do you want to get behind any of those songs, Randy? Because you're not on Still Be Around. You're not on Life Worth Living.
Not on any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check my list. I think I had Life Worth Living pretty high up there. Well, maybe I didn't. In a second look.
And then, that was an early one for me, and it stuck around through all of the changes.
Yeah.
And then same question to you, Brian. You're not on this Give Back The Key to My Heart. Is that something you'd be willing to get behind? Not to get on the list, just to bump it up to a three.
I honestly don't remember it.
The Key to My Heart. Like, it's kind of a more up-tempo.
That actually helped. Life Worth Living, Key to My Heart. Dad, do you remember that now? I mean, if we want to keep it alive in the discussion, I'm totally fine with that. Life Worth Living, I also had, so I'm fine leaving that alive currently too.
Do you have a verdict?
Also Slate. Mm. Also High Water.
Let's not get crazy here.
Let's bring something out of the trash bin too.
John is salivating.
Yeah, don't even bring that up.
What's the verdict on what was it? It was Life Worth Living and Still Be Around.
Key to My Heart.
Yeah, Key to My Heart. Brian was willing to back Key to My Heart, so I bumped that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, and Life Worth Living, I had on my list already, so
right,
I'm fine with that, obviously.
So you,
I will also defer to John because this is, you know, his band here, and he knows them a lot better than I do. So yeah.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
The two songs, Randy, that were presented to you to bring into the three conversation, Life Worth Living, were you willing to bump that in?
Into the three
conversations.
I guess just to keep it around confused. For now.
Yeah, no.
I thought when we were talking about Give Back the Key to My Heart, I thought we were talking about putting that in.
No.
And I was agreeing to that, so.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, I, if we're going to put in at least one of these, which it seems like we're heading in this direction since we've been talking about them for last couple minutes, then might as well just throw one in.
All right. I'm not against.
Sounds good to me.
So Give Back Key to My Heart is in.
Okay.
Very interesting take or very interesting turn there. All right.
Yeah.
So what do we still have then? Coal Miner's Gun, Looking for a Way Out, Before I Break, Chickamauga. Does it still be around in Life Worth Living?
Before I Break too, right? You're still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The threes are Coal Miner's Gun, Looking for a Way Out, Before I Break, and Chickamauga.
Yeah. So where are we at? We're at eight. So now this one we can make without Randy because Randy has the final say. So is there one of those threes that you feel like has enjoyed its time, John, but can probably go home?
Probably Looking for a Way Out.
That's what I was going to say too.
All right. It was Looking for a Way Out.
I don't feel great about that. But
it was Looking for a Way Out, but now it's out. All right. Same question to you, Brian. Is there one that kind of was like, I'm just happy to be here?
No, I like all these songs. Chickamauga, I like. Coal Miners, I liked a lot. Before I Break, I liked a lot. And Gun, I really liked. I guess out of all of those threes, probably the one I'd cut would be Before I Break out of all of those.
All right. So now let's really clamp it down. What do we got? Coal Miners, Gun, Chickamauga, Still Be Around, Life Worth Living, right? It with Randy's concession.
A life worth living still in play?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay.
So, given that Randy conceded to give back the key to my heart going all the way through as in, does that change your position at all on those other twos, John?
No.
No. Okay. So, of those ones, which one's the one that you want in?
I don't fucking know. I mean, I love coal miners. That's probably 1A. Life worth living is probably 1B.
Okay. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I was looking between coal miners, chicken maga, which I will say different every time because I don't know how to say it. And we both seem to agree on coal miners.
Yeah. I was actually going to say coal miners.
Yeah, of the two songs that me and John are picking, we're both saying coal miners. So,
yeah.
I think that's it.
I had coal miners as, if it wasn't one of those eight, it was one that I had a hard time cutting. So, all right, let's grab coal miners as our number nine. And then we'll hand over the reins to Randy to pick the 10th song as his final say.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of bummed you took coal miners because that makes my decision a little bit tougher because I would have taken coal miners here. As you guys were deliberating there, I muted myself and listened to two songs I was kind of, you know, back and forth on. And those two are Gun and Looking for a Way Out. The thing with Gun is right when you get into it, it's like, I don't know, like almost a metal song in a way. And well, the song kind of figures itself out and evens itself out. But in a way, like, that's not their sound. So I'm hesitant to take that. But I really like Looking for a Way Out. I don't, you know, albums to me on this are, like, it's not, it doesn't bother me if there's something less represented than another. Since there are only four and they were around for such a short amount of time. Looking for a Way Out. I'm going to throw that in.
All right. That may have been the first time one got tossed in the conversation only to be brought back as the final say. We're breaking all sorts of records today. All right. Let's shape that around. I'm not looking forward to this next layer at all.
This is going
to
be awful.
All right, what do we got here? Graveyard Shift, Moonshiner, Whiskey Bottle, No Depression, New Madrid, Sandusky, Postcard, Give Back the Key to My Heart, Coal Miners, Looking for a Way Out. John, I read you those 10. Is there one that sticks out to you as the number one?
Of course. I mean, it's the one that spawned the genre. It's No Depression.
All right. I like the moxie there. What do you think, Randy?
You know, like, that's a very standard country type song. And I like that song and I think it's a pretty good pick, but the thing that I'm interested in for number one is I want to give the sense that they are like a hard rock punk country band. I want to show somebody like, okay, listen to this. This might not be anything close to something you've heard before. So I like Graveyard Shift works for that, but like this might be a total wild card, but Postcard gives you that right away. I really love that song. And I know it doesn't really stand, you know, up tall next to No Depression or Moonshiner or Whiskey Bottle. But like, if you want to give somebody that sound, which I guess is the direction that I'm going with here, I think Postcard gives you it.
Hmm. What do you think, Brian?
They both said the two songs I was thinking of. In my head, I was between No Depression, Postcard, and Graveyard Shift. So that's what's hurting me here. So, I mean, No Depression is so good. See, I didn't know about all like the relevance of it with the movement and everything either, which just adds to it. But then, Postcard. I could go with either song. This is gonna be like, okay, this is gonna be like, I'm just gonna like point to each one and whichever one my finger lands on, that's what I'm gonna say right now. No Depression.
All right. Well, I think by numbers it's gonna come out as No Depression, because the two I was looking at were No Depression and Whiskey Bottle. So
okay.
I think by just numbers, I think we have to go with No Depression. So sorry.
Is there any weight to the conversation that I was having here about that punk-infused sound might be unique to new listeners?
I think so. I mean, it didn't...
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't grab me when I say that. I mean, it just didn't make my list, which is funny. It has a nice little check here by it. So it must have been one of my eight.
That's why I was thinking it. Like I said, I was between those two for number one. You know, they're two totally different sounding songs. They're two totally different, you know, eras, kind of. Not, you know, as much as you have for eras for this band, they weren't around very long, but two different eras for the band. That last album was a little more punky, poppy kind of sound. So, yeah, I mean, that definitely played into it. And then it was honestly just a coin flip for the No Depression.
I think John's argument of it spawning, like, I mean, it had no weight on my decision, because those were the two I was thinking going in. But I think knowing that, putting that out there kind of, I hesitate to use the word cred, but like, it's the word that comes to mind, you know what I mean? Like, it gives the list cred, you know?
And like, it's not just that, it's also like a great song. Totally. That was one of my four. Like, anytime No Depression comes on, I stop and listen to it. I never skip it. And this is not a genre of music that I usually like or go back to. I just think it just transcends, you know, whatever genre thing you want to put on. I just think it's a great song.
So let's go with No Depression.
I'm going to play some sympathy points for you guys. I am 0-5 this year on the song that I wanted to be number one. Just throwing that out there for future reference.
You got plenty more chances.
You want to agree with me?
It's only March. You got plenty more chances.
It is true.
Trust me. I know, but in case you guys want to agree with me on something in the future... You know, it'd be nice to be thrown a bone.
Randy's really like really pouring his heart out. I feel the worst about the Tom Petty one, because it's like I totally agreed with your argument, but it was just like, it's just up against a heavy hitter. What are you gonna do? Like, all right, let's go with No Depression, which might have brought Randy some depression, but
no. It's part of the game. It's fun.
That was pretty agreeable. Let's get that one going. And let me read this list down. So No Depression is our number one. Graveyard Shift, Moonshiner, Whiskey Bottle, New Madrid, Sandusky, Postcard, Give Back the Key to My Heart, Coal Miners, and Looking for a Way Out rounds out our 10. Boom. We have done it. With that, let's let No Depression get a moment in the sun, because apparently it really needs it.
Declare it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to a better land that's free from care. I'll leave this world
to your point though, John, when I was listening to this playlist earlier, like I was kind of doing things, you know, for all the other songs, just kind of doing stuff. But when No Depression came out, I just stopped. I was just like, mm-hmm. I had to stop and I had to listen. I listened to the lyrics and especially that hook. Yeah, it's, I think we made the right choice. Sorry, Randy. I think we made the right choice. All right. So we done it. We done turned you into Uncle Tupelo fans. You're welcome for that. You know, if you want to, maybe you're yelling at your phone or wherever you're listening. Maybe you're like, man, I could do so much better than these fools. I'm telling you right now, come try it. Because number one, it's not as easy as you think it is. And number two, I'd love to talk to you about whatever band it is that you want to come talk about. So legionofstupid.com is where you go. You click podcast, you click deprogrammed. Little less than halfway down, there's a sign-up sheet. You tell me what band you want to talk about, and I'll do my best to try to make it happen. It will happen eventually once we have a panel that wants to talk about that band. It may take a while, like I said, but it will. While you're there, why not listen to a couple episodes? That'd be really cool. I have a lot of catching up to do, but if you want to hear a John episode, you click on his name. You want to hear a Randy episode, you click on his name. You want to hear a Brian episode, you click on his name. You want to hear me, baby, I'm on all of them, Jack. You can't avoid me. I'm unavoidable. That's right. wherever you're listening, whatever podcast platform, Spotify, 5 stars would be super awesome. You can leave a comment on every episode. I usually ask, hey, what do you consider essential? Tell me, give me a list of songs if you want. Give me a full 20 if you'd like. You know what, it helps the algorithm. I know that for a fact. So, we would love to have you do that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that would be cool too. 5 stars and a review. Like I said before, I'm not sure that it helps the algorithm. Shrug, question mark. Have no idea, but I would still love it if you would do it. And we're on all other podcast platforms where I'm sure you can subscribe. I'm sure you can rate. I'm sure you can comment. You can share the program. That would be super helpful. But the absolute best thing you can do is tell somebody that you listen to Deprogrammed. I would love that for me and love that for you. Patreon.com is somewhere where you can go and pledge a dollar if you like. $1 a month gets you in the door. It gets you deprogrammed before the rest of the world. It gets you a conversation we're about to have after the fact. It gets you, what else? Occasionally an oh, hi, Justin. Gets you a little instant message thing. It gets you access to a couple different channels on our Discord, all that stuff. And with that, I feel like that's the best place to wrap it. With that, Uncle Tupelo, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.